boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I think you got to find something in life that your significant other can't live without you for. For instance, last night when the sirens were going off and my boyfriend would have slept through the entire thing, I'm like, well, you can't get rid of me because I'm here to protect you.
I am your angel on your shoulder.
Exactly. I was like asleep and then I imagined the sirens and then I woke up and I was like, oh, wait, no, those are real. So then I turned to my boyfriend, Abram, man. I'm like, hey, honey. I let him listen to it for a second and then I go, those are the sirens. Don't you think we should get up?
Yeah, I don't know how anybody sleeps. It's always very, like, discombobulating in the middle of the night or really early in the morning when they go off.
Yeah.
But I don't know how anybody sleeps through it.
Well, he wasn't the only one. He said he definitely, if it wasn't for me, he knows he would have slept through the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
I texted my family because anytime there's severe weather, whether it's my parents in Texas or us in, you know, Iowa, we always text each other like, hey, stay safe or whatever.
Hunker down.
Hunker down or we're already in the basement, whatever it may be. I texted my family group chat at 2:07 in the morning and I said, stay safe, 80 mile per hour wind headed our way.
Mm.
And my sister, my oldest sister, Amy, texted back. She said, we're already in the basement. The rest of the people were silent. Now, my parents in Texas, I know they were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But my other sister, Caitlin, where were you? She didn't say anything until this morning at like 9. She's like, I slept through the whole thing. I was like,
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I don't think we had any sirens in North Liberty.
Really?
Otherwise, I slept through them, which I'm impressed with myself.
I need a roomie with you too.
But I do. I don't think I woke up at all, but I did realize I woke up before my boyfriend Curly this morning and his phone was like lodged under my back. I'm like, oh my God, he forgot to plug his phone in. So I grab it and he had the radar pulled up. So I don't know if he woke up in the middle
really?
Of the night to the wind and the, I don't even know what was happening, thunderstorming or
yeah.
whatever. And like was looking at the radar or if that was just a weird
coinkydink.
I don't know, but he never wakes up for anything. So I'd be surprised if he did and I didn't.
Well, I want to know. I want you to ask him if he actually woke up to it and was watching the radar.
This is what happens. He'll be like, I don't remember. I don't know.
But you know, in his sleep, he was definitely watching the radar. He was a meteorologist
like,
half awake.
Wow, that looks like some high winds coming our way. Yeah, wind from your snoring.
Well, last night around 2:00 in the morning, if you lived in my area, Marion at least, I was hearing the sirens going off last night.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was from high winds because I was like, is there a tornado? I don't know. First thing I do, instead of turning on the TV like we did back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like, oh, put on Iowa News Now, right? I did do that, but it's like we're in a new world now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I heard the sirens and I'm like, Rebecca, what's going on? My girl, Rebecca, what's going on? So I'm like, they got to be Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And then I go to Facebook and I'm like, sure enough, Iowa News Now is live. God, I love when they do that.
That's my favorite thing because as a person who does not have cable anymore, we have YouTube TV, but I never know. Like, I feel like in the moment that I need to find that specific channel that I'm looking for, I forget how to use my remote.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, what's coming at
us?
What's down? I don't know. Is there wind? Is there tornadoes? I have no idea, but I could just get on my phone and be like, oh, there they are. They're Facebook Live.
Exactly.
It's so much easier.
I was just watching her. She not only was she Facebook Live, but she was also, I could tell from the Facebook Live, she was also live on TV.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
It's insane.
And we just over here sitting in the studio on our butts.
Oh.
That's all we do.
Well, nobody has to see it either. Thank God.
I know, right?
I'd be like twiddling my thumbs, shaking in my boots.
You don't even know if we have clothes on right now.
Oh.
We do.
I do. I definitely do.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Imagine you're in the hospital.
Oh my God, what happened?
You've had a surgery.
Okay, I have had this.
Okay, so you've had anesthesia before.
Yeah, I panicked right before.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I've never had it, so I don't know what this experience is like.
Well, because they give you the whole thing. They're like, well, you might not wake up. And I was like, could you not tell me this right before?
Okay, well, imagine.
And do I wake up?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Imagine surgery goes great.
It did.
Your back's fine, whatever you got operated on.
It was my knee.
Your knee is fine. And they're waking you up from your anesthesia. And there was a horse playing a keyboard.
Well, that didn't happen to me. I'll tell you that right now.
Would you be freaked out?
Well, yes. Because you're still a little, like, weird, like, loopy and weird.
See, that's what I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there's some side effects mm-hmm. still that you're groggy and confused.
You're also, like, first off, you're in one room, and then apparently surgery happens, and then you wake up in another room, and you're like, Mommy?
Oh. Okay, so this is something
so
that's really happening.
So then you had a horse in that playing, you said, a keyboard?
Yes,
I would think I'm on something.
Well, you are, kind of. And this is really a thing, by the way, that the internet is divided on for this exact reason. There is a mini horse. She's really cute. Her name is Black Pearl. She's 17 years old. She plays the keyboard. She's part of...
Wait, is this a real horse? Or somebody in a horse costume?
No, this is a real horse.
And she can play the keyboard?
She can play the keyboard. Not well.
I can't even play
it. Not well. Let me just say that. It's like... Like, she's just...
That's how I play the keyboard.
Moving her snout up and down the keyboard. She's part of a mini therapy horse team in California, and they go around to hospital patients, like first responders. They go to schools for like animal visits, like therapy dogs visiting, but instead they're therapy mini horses. So this video of Pearl has gone viral because it's a child, somebody in a children's museum in a hospital bed waking up from like some sort of procedure to a horse playing a keyboard badly. May I remind you, it's not like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It's just... And people are like, I would wake up and panic because who decided to wake this kid up with a horse playing a keyboard?
The things I wish I could say right now, but I'll just say bleep, 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 bleep. What the heck? No. Especially because you're telling me it's a kid.
It's a kid.
No. I think this could be done in a different way. I love that there's a horse that could play a keyboard. Love that. Appreciate that. That's awesome. But not right when I wake up from a surgery.
See, I kind of like it. I sent the video to my family and I said, should I have to go under for any reason, please make sure there's a horse there to wake
me
up.
Okay, if that's what your request, then I will get in a horse costume and I will play the keyboard for you.
Well, no. See, now that made it a nightmare for me.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Most of the time when there's construction around your neighborhood, you're like, oh, this is going to be a long 6 months.
Or sometimes more, dear God.
Let me tell you, I have never been more excited for construction.
The sounds? Smells?
No,
the dirt?
No, I'm not bothered. Let me tell you why. Because there is commercial construction going on around where I live. And I know,
can I ask a dumb question? Doesn't that normally, like, if like businesses get built in your area, bring down your, I don't know, the value of your home? Am I dumb?
Well, great news, I rent, so I don't care. Build away, boys.
You're like, Ashley, bring my rent down, suckers.
Please, let's just tank the value of this place so I can get a discount. Is my landlord listening? So, I'm serious, by the way. You have my
email.
Give
this woman a discount,
please. There's like clearly some land being prepared for, like, they're leveling it all out, yeah. And there's a sign up that's saying it's for sale for commercial use. Now, we've had like residential stuff going on for the last, I don't know, since we've moved in, but now this is the first time we're seeing commercial stuff like in our neighborhood. And I cannot stop telling my boyfriend, God, I hope it's a Target.
Okay, then
I hope it's a Target.
I'm pretty positive that it really does bring down the value of your home. Because I remember my ex would always get so mad. There was a potential that, like, it was like Walmart or Target was going to move up the road to us. Yeah. And he was like, oh, God, that's going to bring the value of our home down. And he was getting so mad about it. And so maybe your rent will go down.
Oh, my God. I seriously don't care because it is a huge, huge area of land. And then we were leaving the other day and he looks at it and he goes, God, that probably is room for a Target, but we would be so broke. And now I'm like...
Well, no, you won't. You'll have cheaper rent.
I just girl mathed my way out of this all.
Yeah, I need cheaper rent, more to spend at Target.
I've never been happier in my life.
Guess which one it was. Which one was causing a serious problem in our relationship between me and my boyfriend, neighbor man? Is it a cord or a side chick?
If it was a side chick, I think you'd be in jail.
Why? Because I would do something
for hurting someone.
She's not wrong, officers.
Watch yourself.
No, it's not a side chick, don't worry. But it is a cord, and you're probably like, what cord? He did it. He hasn't been video gaming since before we moved, which we moved into our new home in April, mm-hmm. And we've been there. The problem is where the Wi-Fi and the router's got to be. It all has to be downstairs. Where he wants his video game computer is upstairs. And there's nowhere to, like, hide a cord unless we were to put holes in the walls and put the cords through the walls or something, which I'm against.
Mm-hmm. And something about men, they just insist on being hardwired in.
I know. Wi-Fi it.
I don't know. I don't get it. What? Why was Wi-Fi invented if you still want to use a cord?
Why like, are we
this
paying
is the
for
90s.
It? Uh-huh. Otherwise, let's go back to dial-up.
Yeah, man, as well. Probably save some money, too.
Right? So I come in last night from a hard day's of work to a cord just going through the entire house because he has to go from the router downstairs all the way up the stairs to his gaming room. I'm like, that better not be like that for the, you better, that better be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't worry, it will be. But my biggest, screw the cord. I'm mostly like, dang it, I'm losing my boyfriend again. I've been loving these moments with him.
Yeah, this is the end of all good things. But it's kind of nice that you have that long cord because then you can just tug on it when you're like, it's time to be done.
You're right.
He might kind of scream at you. That sounds like it would be bad for the computer.
It's like those like TikTok or like YouTube videos you would see of, like the girls that gone crazy, respect though, where they're like tired of their man playing like Xbox so they completely unplug it from the wall. I'm going to be able to do that, you know? I'll be like,
from the comfort of your couch.
I know. I'll be like, babe, it's time for dinner. And he's not listening and I unplug it. It's game over, baby.
Literally.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel sad for the trees.
Why? What do you know?
Well, there was like, what, 100 mile per hour winds last night?
Okay, that was a dramatic. I think it was 80. 80 is what Rebecca Kopelman said. Like a chance of 80 mile per hour wind.
I'm rounding up. My trees were okay in my yard. But like I said, North Liberty, we didn't get it as bad. I did see when I was driving to work today, down the street, one of the baby trees was literally snapped in half.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But I didn't. The one that's already been flagged for us that I know they're going to take away.
No, it's holding on. But did you
then
have
don't
any?
Take it away from us if it's still holding
yeah,
on.
Yeah, hold on strong. But you were in Marion where it was crazier okay. winds. Did you have anything?
We had a couple of leaves in our yards that don't belong to us.
Ooh.
And then as we were driving to the gym, we did see like the city had one of those big, I don't know, vehicles or stuff. Okay. But it was like one of those things that you could put it in the back and it goes, it chops it down.
Oh, like a wood chipper?
A wood chipper. They had a wood chipper in close to us. So somebody had debris fall, but I could tell it was depending on how, what way your road was facing. Now, don't ask me directions, but I know we were safe depending on the direction we were.
Got it.
That's how you were.
Thanks for the update. There are just certain messages that you don't want to get from your partner because you're like, I know that means that I have stepped in it. I am in trouble.
Are you getting the police called on you?
Well, not that bad. I'm talking like we need to talk, right? Your heart drops to your butt.
That's even worse. Call the police on me. Don't say we need to talk.
Yeah, it's horrible. I didn't get the we need to talk. Thank God. Oh, my God. I don't think I'd be here today. I'd have to stay home. I'd be too scared.
And honestly, if you called me and you're like, hey, he sent me a we need to talk text, I'd be like, honey, you need to stay home.
I need you to support me through that. No. I did get, though, a message from my boyfriend, Curly, that said, you are so naughty. And I said, what? Like, that's what we say to our cats. Like, oh, you're just okay, being naughty. I'm like, what do you... Oh, I said, why? He said, I have toe prints all over my passenger side windshield. And now I have to Windex. I will take accountability in this moment to say those aren't my toe prints on the windshield.
Ew, you're one of those.
I am a passenger princess through and through. We took a road trip. Over the weekend for that wedding, we drove to Des Moines, and I'm so sorry that I like to be comfortable in the car and put my feet up on the dash. Okay, I got the snacks, I got my TikTok on loud, and I got my toes on the dashboard.
And you also want them to snap in half if you get into a car accident?
Well, I just am hoping for the best.
Oh,
you know.
You're like, well, it's not going to happen to me. I'm a passenger princess.
I wasn't purposely pressing my toes on the windshield, but now I guess I've left a mark.
What?
what?
Not only, okay, that's something I would do. People listening is like, wait a minute, is that really Taylor talking? That's something Destiny would do. And honestly, yeah, I would think that's something I do too. But I have more respect for myself.
It ain't my car.
It was your car?
No, it's not my car.
Oh, even worse, Taylor.
I didn't think it was that disrespectful.
It's gross. And your knees are going to snap in half when you get into a car accident. Don't you care about your knees? You're like, no.
I care about airing my dogs out.
Somebody was giving me critiques today at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
The person was my boyfriend, Abraham.
Oh, God. Okay.
Let me explain. Sometimes I'll be like doing my thing on like a machine, right? And then he comes out of the corner and he's got a smirk on him and I just know he's going to give me a critique. Now, I'm admit, I'm a dummy dumb dumb sometimes when it comes to machines. I don't really know what I'm doing half the time. And he comes over to one and he goes, I'm going to need you to put your chest out more. So I was doing chest day today. Chest and triceps is what I was doing. And I was like, oh, I hate when you give me critiques. And he's like, well, you wake me up early for this, you're going to get the critiques. Because here's the thing. If he had it his way, he would go to the gym at 2 in the afternoon when he's got his lunch break. He doesn't want to go to the gym at 7 in the morning.
But
he
talked him into it.
Oh, yeah. He hates going to the gym at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, if you're going to drag my butt here, you're going to get the critiques.
And you just let him do it?
I let him. Here's the only reason I hate it. It's because it's embarrassing. What if people see it?
I feel that way.
That's the only reason. I love the critiques because I don't want to injure myself.
Yeah, right.
And I don't want to look like a doofus, but it's also embarrassing having him come over. It's like my daddy like telling me.
No, I get it because I lately have been doing workouts with my boyfriend Curly, if we can go together, because I'm, you know, very shy when it comes to machines. What he does that embarrasses me, I don't really care so much because we're standing there talking to each other anyways. But what embarrasses me is when he pokes me.
What do you mean? Like the muscle?
Yeah.
He does the same thing. He's like,
squeeze this. Squeeze this.
Uh-huh.
Squeeze it. I'm like, I can't. I am. Stop poking me.
Yes. And then he'll be like, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just trying to see if those, I don't know, muscles, that tricep is getting worked on. And I'm like, okay, I don't think you need a poke on it. I'm going to injure myself. I'm going to drop these weights. Don't poke me. I think you can tell the muscle's being worked on.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, also, you're poking it, and I'm trying to flex it, and I can't. Now you're just making me feel like a little twig.
And now everyone thinks we're just here to poke each other in the gym.
Yeah, there's something weird happening.
Who would have thought that you listening right now could really help those girls in the afternoon get an extra day of PTO?
We need you.
Yeah. We need your help to win this challenge that our boss, Chad, has challenged us to.
So 1 week ago today, we started Those Girls Sweat Squad, our private group on Facebook for people who are looking for a little motivation to get out and get moving, no matter what type of working out it is, gym, biking, walking, taking a class. And thank you to everybody that's joined because it has exceeded our expectations in this 1 week. And we've been talking about that a lot. I feel like every day we're like, okay, what if we make it to 50? Okay, next day, what if we make it to 100, 150, 200, 250? Here we were an hour ago saying, oh my gosh, let's make it to 300 today. And now we're at 301.
And now he's challenged us for more.
Well, he's like, you guys, like, let's make it a little more difficult.
Uh-huh.
By the end of the week, if you get 500 members, I'll give you a day off.
Taylor and I would really like a day off.
How sick would that be?
I know. I'm already thinking of how I could spend it, right?
Yeah. Well, and we have 300 members of the Sweat Squad in just a week. Give us half a week and can we double that, y'all?
That's a lot of pressure. So we need your help to hit the challenge that our boss has given us, which is 500 members, 500 besties in our Those Girls Sweat Squad. If you haven't heard, it's basically a private group where you can share your fitness journey or you can hang in the back and watch other people and just see what they're doing. Or if you want to still hang back, but maybe comment on other people's.
Yeah, hype, be the best hype person.
Absolutely. We did this because we were struggling a lot not going to the gym. And we were like, we need accountability.
Yes.
So this is why we created Those Girls Sweat Squad, is pretty much accountability for ourselves.
So if you're already a member, text some of your real life besties. Let your coworkers know, like, this is the place to be if you need a little bit of motivation. And if you haven't joined us, just search Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you, like, go on a walk on Mount Rushmore, tell everyone as you're passing them by. If you go to the gym, tell them because we need help.
Tell everybody. We got to get 500 by Friday.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Sorry.
She'd be doing this to me today.
I don't know why my finger keeps slipping. Your microphone's on this time.
Thank you. If you don't mind, I will continue.
Apparently I did.
I want you to think back to when you were single and maybe you had a moment where you're like, it would be really nice to have a boyfriend right now to help me out with something.
It was all of it, Taylor.
I remember. Don't worry. I was there. I'm being nice. I saw.
You're like, I was single too at that point. Oh, I was with
my
you.
My God, you made us all suffer. this girl on TikTok, though, came up with this concept that honestly is brilliant. Her name is Kirsten. And she makes this video sitting in her car talking directly to the camera. And she says, my engine light came on in my car. My car won't go past 40 miles per hour. I need to rent a boyfriend. Okay. My best option right now is to take a man with me to the mechanic because I don't want to get taken advantage of, AKA get talked into spending more money than I really need to. And she needs a little bit of support for that. She just needs that man there with her, she says. So she says, this is the bribe that I'm proposing to you. I will take you to Longhorns, which sounds like it's a steakhouse. You can get a steak. It cannot be more than $26.99. You can get two sides, and you can get a salad. I'll even let you get something to drink. But no liquor, okay? You can get a soda. You don't have to drink water. You can get a soda. No liquor. You need to map out about 4 hours between taking the car in, getting dinner, and picking the car up. She'll give you a hug, but it's only a side hug. And if you do well, she may request you again or recommend you to a friend. Your job really is just to help keep the cost of the car repair as low as possible. Talk them down. Be like, no, I don't need to replace that air filter. I ain't no fool. And she, the only requirement, she's like, I don't care as long as you're like around my age. I don't care who you are. The only rule is no girlfriend. I don't want any problems with your girlfriend being my rent-a-boyfriend. Send me your inquiries.
What if we really did have this, though? Like,
I think she was serious.
I would switch it up a little bit.
Rent a dad.
Yeah, rent a dad or rent a husband, but hear me out on that one, okay? Because I was single, and I did actually, during that time, I was going through a lot of car problems. So, man, can I relate to this like you wouldn't believe. And I was like, God, I need somebody to coach me through it. My dad lives all the way in Texas. So this is perfect even if you don't no longer have your dad with you. Like, this just would be perfect. Rent a dad or rent a husband. And I think it should be like people who can maybe vouch for their dad on like this app or the website, or they could vouch for their husband who are golden retriever men.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to do anything sleazy.
Yes.
They're not going to cheat on you. They're just going to do the right thing for someone who really, really needs it. And they're going to get a free meal for $26.99 or whatever it was. We need this.
I need
golden retriever dudes.
I'm like jealous. I wish I was a golden retriever dude because... Sounds
You're like, I want a steak.
I kind of want a free steak.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I'm going to be so gross right now, but you got to go with me.
Okay.
Can we talk about things that are just oddly satisfying, but like kind of gross to admit out loud?
Oh, sure.
Yesterday, I raced out of here and I hit up Beaver Pool to... cool down because I got evening swim. So like to 8:30 at night, it's lovely.
Yeah.
And I think one too many jumping off the diving boards and going down the slides, I got some water in my ears.
The worst.
Right? But can we talk about how satisfying it is when it finally gets out? It's all warm. It feels so good.
Dude, and then you can like hear in color. You know what? No, you know exactly what I'm saying.
You literally painted the picture. That was so perfect.
That's how I felt. I don't know if you've ever gotten like swimmer's ear before, but
what's swimmer's ear?
It's when water gets trapped in your ear and you have to go to the doctor, and then they like blast your ears out with warm water. You can hear in color after, and it is disgusting. You don't want to know what happens when it, you know, you flush it out. But my God, does it feel good after?
Oh my God. I was just thinking, what are things like that that are just oddly satisfying, but really gross to admit out loud?
When you eat popcorn and a kernel gets stuck in one of your back teeth and then you finally get it out without having to pull out floss.
Have you been waiting your whole life to admit that one out loud?
I ate popcorn last night, so it's very fresh in my brain.
No one would admit that out loud, but you did.
Do you disagree?
No.
You're making me feel like I'm crazy.
No, I don't disagree, but I don't think that one I would ever say.
But you want to talk about your hot ear water?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, tonight's trivia question should be a fun one with lots of different types of guesses. The average person looks at 14 of these before choosing one. What is it?
My indecisive girlies, rise up.
We have arrived.
This one's for you. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
The average person looks at 14 of these before choosing the one. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I think tonight's trivia question is perfect for two indecisive girlies. Those girls in the afternoon. Because the question is, the average person looks at 14 of these before choosing the one. And you and I have been like popping off this whole time.
You know what? I like to have options.
Right?
For a lot of things. You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 4820 said movies to watch on Netflix.
That's why you watch a whole movie, basically, before you end up watching the movie. Because you're like, well, we could watch this. We could watch this. What about this?
Oh, yeah. I watch like minimum 3 hours in trailers before I choose the one.
Exactly. 1193 said houses to buy. Well, yeah, it could be your forever home. Why would you choose the first one?
Did you keep track of how many houses you saw?
Girl.
No.
I don't know. We lost track.
I can imagine.
Can you count the ones you also like just looked on Zillow too? Because that's also
Then that would be thousands. I like to look on there for fun, and I'm not even the market to buy a house.
And then there was ones that we just casually looked at before we even were serious. That we were just like, oh, open house, skirt. And then we would, you know, do a Yui. So there's also those.
So you're way over 14.
Oh, like I would have said 50.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. 6373 said engagement rings.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm sure. I haven't done it, but I would like to see everything.
You need to see it in gold. You need to see it in silver. Then you need to see all the cuts.
Oh, my God. Well, anytime anybody pops up on my TikTok page, like jewelers being like, this is what I see trending. I'm like, I don't know what any of this means. How are you supposed to know if you like it without seeing it on your thingy? You got to
try
them.
Well, then you got sizes, too. So, like, let's say you find out you like, you know, cushion cut. Now you're like, okay, well, what do I want it in? 1, 2, 3. 17. I don't know.
I have no idea what any of this means.
She'll be at 50 by the time she gets
out. Honestly.
How late are you guys open?
Well, yeah, I'm going to need to make 2 appointments going into the next day.
It's a good thing they serve drinks there, too.
Perfect. That might actually make it worse for me.
The average person looks at 14 of these before choosing the one. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 2 songs.
She's going to need 2 appointments and lots of drinks. How stocked is your booze?
Oh, yeah. Because I might change my mind a couple times.
They're like, oh, God, she's back again.
I never left. I'm never leaving.
Well, we're going to give her a job.
Honestly, at that point.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The average person looks at 14 of these before choosing the one. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The average person looks at 14 bathing suits before choosing the one.
God.
I thought Taylor was going to say.
What?
It's not true.
No, it's true at the store. It's also true in my own closet.
Oh, before you actually like go to the pool or something?
Yes. I mean, like most recently when we took a little family trip with my boyfriend Curly's family,
mm-hmm.
I had to look at all of them. And honestly, to be frank, I had to look at the butt coverage.
Oh, yeah, because you were one with the fam.
Yeah.
You're like, I got to cover the booty.
Well, yeah, how cheeky are these? And how cheeky does Grammy need to see these cheeky cheeks?
One more time for the cheeks.
I had 14 different cheeks.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.